Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ah, the WIP afternoon show is back again. On another scorcher, 101 degrees, 94.1 on your dial. Ike, how you feeling, buddy?
Well, Brother Spike, I'm feeling good. You know, I was told when I was younger,
yep,
milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Jackie Baseball, holler at your boy.
I don't get it.
It did. It was one of the... Was it
M&M commercial.
M&M commercial. Yes. That's right. Milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
But it still melts in your hand.
I would say if it's hot enough, yeah.
Most chocolate melts.
Yep. How you feeling, Jackie Baseball?
thrown off.
All right.
The guy doesn't have lunch one day, and he's coming in here like a philosopher.
Yes. Thinking about food. Every answer Ike's going to have today is going to be about food.
And how hungry he is.
We have a big show, as always. It's a Tuesday, so Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3 o'clock. 3:30, very special guest Pablo Torre joins us.
Pablo!
As he and Mike Florio released a sort of a bombshell report today about the NFL and collusion.
Interesting how no one's covering it.
Yeah, I wonder why ESPN's not covering it.
NFL Network not touching it.
Oh, yeah, weird. Kind of weird. But we will talk to Pablo about it today. I woke up and I read it. He sent it out this morning. I read the decision. It was like 60 pages. I was like, it looks like they did collusion. That is what it looks like. So we will have Pablo on at 3:30, rather. Top 5 of 5, all that kind of stuff. And by the way, I have a surprise for you guys. I just want to tell you, big announcement. I didn't even tell you in the meeting.
Oh,
Jack,
wow.
Ike. I've started doing push-ups with my backpack on.
Wow.
To add weight.
Added weight?
Yeah, I just want you to know I started doing that this morning.
One day we'll notice the difference.
Seriously.
Up yours. Yeah. It's still down 20. That's the whole thing's a big lie anyway.
It's not a lie.
It's a lie. So we're 24 hours away from the NBA draft. I mean, and the shocker of all shockers, yeah, we have the number 3 pick in the first round. First round is Wednesday. Second round is Thursday. The NBA decided to stretch out the very exciting NBA draft over 2 years. But, like, things have changed over the last, several months, and specifically over the last several weeks in the Eastern Conference of the NBA. And what has changed is... An already weak Eastern Conference has gotten even weaker. Mm-hmm. Tyrese Halliburton's out next year. Jason Tatum's out next year. They also traded Drew Holiday. The Celtics did, so they're not much of a threat, right? The Milwaukee Bucks lost Damian Lillard. They're not going to be much of a threat next year. And the East is wide open. So we have this number 3 pick. And I understand the allure of the prospects. Take a great prospect. It's the future. Blah, 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 blah. They need to trade down with that pick and get themselves either another pick or, even more importantly, a player in the rotation for next year to help us win next year. We have a Joel Embiid that is still 30 years old. We have Paul George on a $50 million a year contract. We have Tyrese Maxey, who's at an all-star level. And we have a team that could potentially, and if you think they can't, you're a little bit crazy, potentially for the Eastern Conference next year. I want the Sixers to trade back. Get a player you can add to that rotation, add depth, get somebody at 7, 8, 9, whoever you get, whoever's left over of all these guys, because they're all pretty much the same at this point, and go to win the Eastern Conference next year. Trade back is the way. That is what I would prefer they do tomorrow.
Yeah, I hear this stuff, and I get nervous that we're trying to outthink ourselves in this situation. If I'm already going to be committed to having Joel Embiid and Paul George with Tyrese Maxey as our lead dogs next year, and we're not stripping the team down, and I'm okay with that. I want to make that clear. I'm on board with that. I'm hoping for the best, but I'm on board with running it back with these guys. Would they play 15 games together this year, something
15,
like that?
All 7 three and guys. 8. Yep.
Yeah, so I'm okay with running it back for a year. But here's where the Sixers have lucked into a good situation that they can't fumble. They can't fumble this situation. Now, it's not the number 1 pick. It's not a clear-cut franchise player there for you at number 3. That it's an easy choice for you. But damn it, this is why Daryl gets paid the big bucks. He gets paid. And I hope they've done their due diligence and their homework, and they have a vision for that number three pick that involves one of these players. Get me the best young player right here, because I'm still thinking about Maxey and McCain and this kid, who's ever at number three that we take, for the future. Because if next year doesn't work out, let's say Embiid and George somehow go through something similar they went through this year where they miss a lot of games. And
entirely possible.
Yeah. Yep. You know, so say that happens. We are certainly going to be looking to dump everybody after next year. We don't have our pick next year.
No, we don't.
So we can't have that. So when are we going to get the chance to get this caliber of player again? I'm going to leave that to the experts and their homework and what they've done. But we need a player at three that we can add to McCain and Maxey, at least part as a vision moving forward. We got to take the best young player there. And, I mean, let's throw a name in the hat and come out with that guy, whoever you may like. But we need that player at number three. I'm not necessarily thinking about trading that for another veteran player somewhere else to add to these guys. We got enough guys here already.
I don't think we do, actually. To be honest with you, I think what they need to do is fill out the roster. What they need, like, you know, I'm watching those finals, and I'm thinking, how many of our guys that are currently on this roster can play in those finals? And it's not a very long list, right? Mm-hmm. You assume Quentin Grimes will be back. Okay, he can play. Kelly Oubre is athletic and can play defense. If he's on the team, he can be there, too. They need eight guys.
Edwards, the Edwards kid? Justin Edwards.
Yeah, Justin Edwards. Nice little player. Nice little player, absolutely. They need a deeper team. And if they trade back, and by the way, the other thing is, and for all of the things that Daryl Morey, that everybody here says Daryl Morey has done wrong, Daryl Morey has also drafted very well later on in the draft. And he's done that even before he got here. You know, two crucial pieces of this team moving forward are Jared McCain, who we got at 16, mm-hmm. Tyrese Maxey, who we got at 21. Like, this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. This number three pick is an opportunity to get two things, not just one thing, to get a player that can potentially help us this year and get a pick at eight, pick at seven, whoever that is, whoever is left over, I'm fine with. I just think it is a mistake to not try to get better this year and try to capitalize on the Eastern Conference this year by adding a player who can play this year. Look, if the rookie can play this year in addition to this, mm-hmm. that's great. If we can get 15 minutes out of him, that's great. But I'm not stuck on some sort of project at three who's going to be our future, who might not even play for the next 2 years for the Sixers anyway. Get me a guy who can play with us next year, and then with whatever, whoever's left, wherever they pick, then we can take that young player. But I don't need to get whoever the highest upside guy is at three in this particular draft. I want to compete this year.
Yeah, and we're going to have to compete on the backs of Maxey, Paul George, and Joel Embiid. That's where I look at it. We got to compete on their back, and everybody else are just added pieces that could help out. What I'm saying is, if I'm going to be okay as a Sixers fan running it back with Embiid and Paul George and Maxey, what I also want as a Sixers fan, since we have the number three pick, because I'm only halfway in belief in that trio of getting anything done significantly next year, well, I want the insurance and the assurance that I have a young core in place that I don't have to start at rock bottom in 2027.
That stuff never works. It never works. I just don't think it works.
You're right. Sometimes, listen, here's all I know. I look at the OKC Thunder.
Yep.
And I say to myself, somehow they were able to get it done.
Well, but everybody was the same age then. I mean, yes, they turned over, but remember, they were turning over Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden and Serge Ibaka.
I meant the second, the one when they did with Paul George and Carmelo.
Oh, yeah, they ended up being pretty good. Yeah. They ended up being pretty good.
No, I mean, after they got those guys.
Sure.
And how they transformed into this, what they are now.
Absolutely. But they were able to trade Paul George for four first-round picks. Made it a little bit easier. What I do is I look at the Warriors. The Warriors tried to do this thing where they drafted players for the future and competed right then. And here's what they ended up with. They ended up with James Wiseman, who's not on the team anymore.
He's terrible.
Jonathan Kuminga, who's not going to be on the team anymore, Moses Moody, who ended up not being anything. Mm-hmm. If these players don't get time to play, they're never going to be the thing that you think they are anyway. So I just want to try to win now. If we got to rebuild after next year, we'll rebuild after next year. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Sixers to trade back, or do you want them to take whoever has the highest upside at 3? Jack, what are you thinking?
Trade back.
Oh, you're a trade back guy.
We're going for Knipple. I mean, come on, whatever it takes. We don't need to take him at 3. We don't
need to.
Well, listen.
Well, if you think he's the best guy, just take him.
You can get a little more, though. We're all about squeezing those assets as much as we can squeeze those assets.
Yeah, squeeze it.
Yeah, squeeze it. You add him to this mix. He's a winner.
But if you trade, can I be straight with you? Mm-hmm. If you trade back, you have to be willing to just take whoever's there. You can't trade back and still.
Knipple could go at 4.
He could go 4.
They get to the 4th pick and get an extra thing from Charlotte. I don't care. Make it happen, Daryl.
Well, listen, that's also a part of this, right? It's part of the equation. Yes. Where you're trading back.
Sure.
So if you're telling me I'm trading back to 4 or 5 and I still get the player that I ultimately wanted, I'm okay with that. But if you're telling me we're trading back to 7 or 8.
Yeah, I think that's possible.
I don't want 7 or 8. Yeah.
All right.
The priority is still next year, though. That's the main point.
For me, the priority is next year.
Yeah, find someone.
No, that's not the priority.
It is the priority.
That's not the priority.
They're right there.
That's not the priority.
We live in this fantasy land where everyone just hates the Sixers so much you can't see what's right in front of you, which is a path to the Eastern Conference Finals. And like, we're just so, heads are just ripped in the sand to where we're just so negative and negative and negative.
Yeah,
like,
I wonder why.
It's right there. It's right there. You got to give this team a shot.
How's it right there when we don't know what Paul George or Joel Embiid is?
We know what Paul George can still stand in a corner and hit a 3. Okay? He can still do that.
You don't need more than that.
Okay, well, he faked whatever injury he had last year. He's going to come back and be fine.
Yeah, he faked his 2 hyperextended knees.
Well, whatever was in the second half of the year. Well, on the finger or whatever
down
that
the
was.
End, down the
finger.
Well,
yeah.
I do agree.
Maxie missed time with what again?
What?
Well,
yeah,
that
was made
that was questionable right there.
Well, I mean, in the Eastern Conference, who are we scared of? Really? The Cavs and the Knicks will be good. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Are we worried about the Orlando Magic? Are we, like, I don't even know, the Atlanta Hawks?
If I'm being honest with you?
Yeah.
No, what I'm worried about is whether or not we're going to be available to play. So I have no assurance of that. So I can't just put all my eggs in the basket next year trying to win, because this is egg on your face if Embiid plays 30 games next year or Paul George plays 30 games next year. Both of them play 30 games next year. Like, then what? Then what do we have?
Then we have the same thing. You still have Jared McCain. You still have Tyrese Maxey. You still got a Clippers pick. You still got whoever you took at 7. It's fine. It's fine.
Who am I getting at 7? The center from Duke?
No. Please, not him. Please,
exactly.
Not him.
What am I doing
I just
at
think
7?
Like we are.
This guy from Illinois. Who is this? Carmen.
If we don't think about winning next year, we're gonna there is a serious chance we're gonna regret it. I don't think we'll regret picking at 8 or whatever it is. If we don't try to win next year, if we don't use this to get a couple of things and try to win next year, we're going to regret. We do have a next question today.
Yeah.
It was Howie Roseman's 50th birthday yesterday. And we
welcome to the 50 Club.
Yeah, welcome. Well, I'm not there.
You're not there yet.
I don't even know what
you
it's
round
like.
Up, though.
I'm a young one. I'm a young one. I am. But Howie, as we know, had a big comeback, right? Howie had the chip era when his office got moved in the back, got put in charge of equipment, and now he's being talked about as a Hall of Fame executive in the NFL.
Best GM in football.
So, for next question today, based on Howie, who had a big comeback? Anyone who had a big comeback can be in sports, can be in movies, can be in music. Jack, would you like to kick us off?
Always.
Yeah.
And I hope I didn't take Ike's answer.
You better not take my answer.
But at 2019, when Tiger came back and won the Masters after not winning for 11 years since Torrey Pines in 2008, that they won on a torn ACL.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What a comeback.
Wasn't even close. He lapped the field.
That was awesome.
Come on, GOAT. One more run.
I did not think of Tiger in this situation. But I am in the sports world, though.
All right. I was worried you would take mine.
No,
so I have one non-sports.
I'm going George Foreman.
Oh, Foreman had an excellent comeback.
So I'm going his comeback from being a heavyweight champion to going to be a preacher and then getting back into boxing and becoming a great pitchman.
Yeah.
George Foreman, man. George Foreman, who I had only heard stories about and saw highlights of in his boxing days prior to his comeback. When he came back, man, he beat my guy, Evander Holyfield, too.
I was at that fight.
Did he beat Holyfield? Or
well,
Holyfield
no, Holyfield won
him?
That.
Yeah, Holyfield beat him.
I got to see that fight in Atlantic City. Holyfield, oh, Foreman.
Man,
well, of course.
What a fight. And I knocked out Michael Moore. That's who it was.
Who? George Foreman.
George Foreman did to get to win the heavyweight championship.
Even let me guess, you were the towel boy?
No. We were sitting ringside, of course. We went in a limo there and back. And actually, we had George Foreman drive the limo back.
Yeah, and you also bit off Evander Holyfield's ear?
I did.
A different fight?
By the way, George Foreman is a good comeback story, even without the grill and the, like, just from a sports standpoint, the fact that he became a meaningful boxer again.
Became heavyweight champion again.
Mine is Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart went to jail. Like, lost everything.
Martha went to jail.
And then built up the empire again, somehow now has, like, cred, you know, Snoop Dogg with Martha Stewart, all that. So
still
like,
wondering about Snoop and Martha.
Yeah, well, look, that would be a good notch off on the old belt, right? Martha Stewart?
Martha looks good.
It'd be a good story. If nothing else, I'm married. I would never, of course. But if I were like Snoop,
All right. That was a good pairing.
215-592-9494. Do you want the Sixers to concentrate on this year, trade back, or just take whoever is the best player at three? 215-592-9494. Also, next question today, give us somebody who had a big comeback in honor of Howie Roseman's 50th birthday yesterday. Tasty Cake Dom kicks us off. Tasty Cake, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, Ike, and my man, Jack.
What's up, Tasty
How
Cake?
Are you guys?
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Ike, you just stole my George Foreman.
Oh, that was a good one, right? That's a good one.
Now I got it. Well, I'll talk about the Sixers first, but now I got to go one. The one I'm going to tell you, Ike, is a fraudulent one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
A fraudulent comeback. Okay. All right.
Absolute fraud.
Okay.
You want me to go with that first?
No, Sixers first. Sixers first.
Okay. So here's what I like your opinion on, Spike. Ike.
Yeah.
Is Brett Brown transitioning from Brett Brown to Doc Rivers and to this guy? The Sixers became more finesse, less physical. Because Brett Brown, they would have 18 turnovers in the first half, right, Spike? But you better shoot 50% from the field because you weren't getting those second shots. They hit the boards like nobody's business, right? I want...
Okay.
No?
Well, I mean, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I want physicality. More than anything else, the reason the Knicks beat the Sixers is they got every loose ball. They got multiple second chance points. I want a player that's talented but brings physicality to the Sixers. That's what I want.
Well, and I agree they need more guys like that, which is why I want to trade back, because I don't think whoever they're drafting, I'm not sure whoever that is. Look, if that person can play this year, great. But I just don't think there's so all these guys are 19 years old.
Yep.
Most of the guys are 90. Even Knipple, who we think is an immediate contributor, is still a freshman.
Yeah, still a freshman. All freshmen.
Still a young player, which is why I want to trade back and find a guy who we can add to this rotation, who can bring us some of that athleticism, some of that toughness. We had it with, PJ Tucker and Pat Beverly were sort of those guys, but they weren't athletic. Like they weren't. When we're watching these finals, we see guys who can be out there grinding for 35 minutes. Yeah. And I just don't think we have a lot of guys on this roster. I think Oubre can do it. I think Quentin Grimes can do it, but I wouldn't think either of those are physical sort of, so I sort of agree with you, Dom, in that that's what I want. I just don't know that that's what I want out of the pick. I want to add a player like that, and I think by trading back, you can add a player like that.
Yep. Spike, can I just verify something for you? Because I listened to the show yesterday. I didn't hear you say this.
What?
But at lunch, did you say that Dwayne Wade was better than Iverson? You didn't say that, did you?
Well, we were having a conversation. And Aaron from Mount Airy was making...
I heard the call. I just didn't hear you say that.
D-Wade's not Iverson.
I think it's a conversation.
No.
If you win, want to win a championship, I think it's a conversation. Let's put it that way. I like, as far as who is more skilled, Allen Iverson's more skilled. Who's better at being like maybe the center of the offense? Maybe it's Iverson. It's probably Iverson.
Yeah.
But if you want to go and win a championship, like I don't know that Wade isn't a better player to try to go win a championship.
Well, you better make sure you have a good number two with him.
Well, by the way, Iverson also needed a good number two, and
he never got one.
Well, but. Part of the problem with Iverson was that he wanted every single shot. I mean, people blame that the team around him, say the team wasn't talented, but that team was specifically created for him,
yeah.
You know? So I think they're close. If I'm doing like an all-time ranking, I think Wade and Iverson are probably pretty close.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
D-Wade
is great. D-Wade's a great player. There's no doubt about it. I just think AI is as well. And D-Wade has always had more help than AI. And we know what I think about when D-Wade didn't have help. His teams didn't do very much.
No, they didn't.
They didn't do much.
They didn't. I think D-Wade has helped that he is – you look at him, and he's an actual two guard.
Yes, he's bigger. Yes.
Like, yep. I don't know what Iverson is. Like, he's
the point guard but he's a two guard mentality.
Right. And I think that might hurt in certain ways, too. Yep. Both great players, yep. Of course.
Yep.
Tasty Cake. All right. Give us for next question today, give us somebody who had a big comeback.
This turns my stomach to say this out loud.
Oh, who you got?
But Ray, hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
Ray Leonard came back and stole the middleweight championship in the worst boxing decision in the history of
He didn't
of
beat him, Tasty Cake. You know he didn't beat Marvin Hagler. He won that fight.
Ike, can I quote you on that? Because I've been fighting with Anthony about this for 15 years.
Man, Hagler won that fight, man. I done watched that fight at least 10 times, man.
Hagler won that fight.
Yes.
I love you, Ike, because I've been fighting that war that, you know, Marvin Hagler is the greatest middleweight of all times.
Yes, sir.
And like Ike Reese, he's all man, baby. And
Ike Reese, an Iron Man.
In boxing, to win the middleweight title, you got to beat the champ. You can't. You like the tie goes to the champ, right? That was disgraceful.
Yeah.
So. But it was a big comeback, right, Dad?
No, it was. No, Sugar Ray's one of my favorite fighters.
Yeah. Marvelous Marvin Hagler, also a great fighter.
Unlike Pretty Boy Floyd Mayweather, who boxed like a pretty boy, Sugar Ray didn't mind getting in there and mixing it up.
Well, that's the thing about, what's his name, about the guy you just mentioned.
Floyd
Mayweather. Yeah. It's like, those fights aren't fun.
No, he's a defensive fighter. Yeah, he's not fighting.
He's not boxing the way we saw boxing.
Yeah, what, in the 80s? Oh,
come on. All right.
Seriously, though.
Come on. 215-592-9494. What do you want the Sixers to do tomorrow? Do you want them to do something that helps them win this year, or do you just want to build for the future, take whoever the best player is at three? I want them to trade back, get yourself a player that can help you this year, and then take a prospect later.
Khan!
What?
Khan, dude. He's the guy.
Khan.
Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Coming up next, Paul George, who was very complimentary of Ace Bailey, actually said something negative about Ace Bailey. So we'll get that. And Bill Simmons talked about the Sixers trading down and what he thinks they'll do. We'll get to that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Goguida.com. Talking about the NBA draft, the Sixers with the third pick, which happens tomorrow. They do have the 35th pick in the second round, which I know everybody's very excited about, which will happen on Thursday.
Oh, thank God there's 2 days of it.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
They're going to get so much content.
You kidding me? Oh, I kid. Especially Thursday night's podcast. After the second round is just going to be me staring into the camera while Mike blabbers on for an hour about the second round pick.
Can we put Bronny back into the draft?
And that would be exciting.
To make it interesting.
Yeah, that would be exciting. The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. What do you want the Sixers to do with the third pick take the best player or trade back. Ike, what do you think the percentages are on this?
Right where they need to be. Take the best player.
And what do you think the numbers are?
I'm going to go 73%.
65%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is, now they could be in a situation, and I don't want to confuse everything, where they end up getting the player that they want and trade back. Like, it's possible.
I don't want to confuse
everything, but this is one of those drafts where it is after two, one is in a tier, two is in a tier, and then it seems like, depending on who you talk to, mm-hmm. 3 to 7, 8 are in a tier, and depending on who the team is, they may have a very different board than the other team, you know?
All right. So without knowing exactly where they would move back,
yes.
Let me ask you this.
Yep.
Who would be the player you think they, in that scenario, them still getting the guy that they want.
Yeah.
Like, who would be that player? Let's say they move back to, I don't know, 6 or 7.
So I think I think they would like to come out of this draft with either Vijay Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, or Con Knipple. One of those three guys.
Okay. I'm good with all three of those guys,
now,
actually.
If you look at the way that it's very hard with the mock drafts and the big boards and all that. Mm-hmm. If you follow the way that it has gone over the last couple of weeks, it seems like the guy who would be more available later would be Trey Johnson.
Okay.
But who knows? The Sixers could also just take him at 3.
Right.
If they think he's the guy that they want,
that they ultimately want,
and they can't trade back, or they don't know if they can trade back, maybe they just take the guy that they. And just as a headline, we'll go over this tomorrow because it can be confusing. Tomorrow, if you remember when the Sixers took Elfrid Payton, they already had Michael Carter Williams, and we didn't know that they were trading Elfrid Payton and getting Dario Saric till a little bit later. So what could happen is whoever the Sixers take tomorrow at 3,
it may not be
the player we're getting.
Long as it's not Bridges, who had a Sixers hat on, his mom was crying,
yes.
And then 15 minutes later, he's all of a sudden a Phoenix Sun.
Well, you know, he's made like $100 million. I'm sure his mom's probably
She's cool. She's over it.
Yeah. I think she's over it. It is the worst part of the draft, though. Because they make the kids look like idiots.
Yeah, putting on the hats, asking them if they're happy to be there, and then saying...
I don't know what to say. They're right.
Kobe has a Charlotte hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's who drafted him.
And what was the other thing that I wanted to remind you about Wednesday night as I'm thinking about... No, that's it. All right, 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP.
Man, Sprite, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's popping, fellas?
What's up, dude?
What up, Yoshi?
It's hot out here, boy. Yes. Gracious of Scott. But your women look nice. I'm going to leave that alone.
Well, and here's a great opportunity for you to wear a tank top, which you don't usually take.
What? Wear a tank top? I'm walking outside with no shirt on.
Okay, my bad.
Come on, them things catching no breeze, boy. Ping-yang, they are perky. See, if you do more than 250 push-ups, 10 every other hour like you doing it, you'll be built like this and you can walk around with your shirt off. How are you doing your push-ups, boy?
Well, by the way, I don't know if you heard, but my big announcement is I started...
I know you're adding weight to your back. You
yes.
don't need to add no weight Bull. To your back. That ain't going to do nothing for you. I do push-ups and my chest puffy. I do push-ups like I just elevate my feet. And sometimes I do them standard. I do about 150 a day, and I got a puffy chest.
You know, maybe elevating my feet. The problem is with elevating my feet is I'm doing them on my walk. I don't have anything to put my feet on the walk. I'm not walking around with like.
That's why you ain't doing that. You walking a little bit, doing a push up here and a push up there. You gotta do however many push ups you could do. Take a 10 to 15 second break. Jump right back down on it and keep going until you in just fatigue. That's how you build a muscle. You ain't building no muscle.
I don't want to be big. I don't want to be big like you.
Everybody think when I tell them what they need to do that they going to be big like Lou Ferrigno or somewhat like me. Boy, I know how to make everybody look good. What you talking about?
All right,
fine. With me.
Well, I'll try it. So, all right. Well, okay. We'll do my workout routine offline. I'll DM you or something.
I'm listening.
Yeah, all right.
I'm telling you, y'all, if y'all take, like, OG, no, I ain't going to compare myself to that because y'all don't think that 4-point thing works. If you listen to me, you'll be where you need to be.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm going with Jack. And the only reason I'm going with Jax is because he's excited about it. Let's go, Khan. Let's go, Khan. And he's born on the same day as my oldest child, August 3rd. That's pretty cool. What's name, man? I don't know what these dudes going to do. I'm scared. I looked at Ike's Twitter, I think it was last week. I'm nervous too, Ike, because these boys just don't make the right decision.
Yes,
last 10 times we had the lottery pick, we hit on AI and NB. Everybody else was trash. Mikal probably would have been all right here, but they traded him the same night. Everybody, Larry Hughes, Markelle Fultz. What's name like? Like nobody.
Ben wants. Simmons, Jahlil Okafor, Nerlens Noel. Well, we didn't draft Nerlens, but yeah.
But them cats dressed like what's name? The same position for like 2-3 years straight. I was like, what's going on? Jahlil Okafor, the world. Like they just stupid. They are really stupid. They're making me nervous. I don't know what to do. I'm trying not to be excited about anything because at this position, they just don't know what to do with it. So I'm going to go with Jet. We going Khan. Khan, Khan, Khan. Khan Knipple.
Even if you have to take him at 3.
Even if I got to take him at 3 because Jack is excited about it. I'm going to roll with my dog. Ain't that right, Fritz?
Well, and we know why you want Khan Knipple. I mean, it's that last name. It might as well
getting you excited.
Don't get me started.
Yeah.
He has both of
hardest wood I had ever touched.
I just listened to the last 30 minutes of Hugh, and Hugh got me all. I was like, man, I need to have those type of conversations with Hugh the next time I see him. He was talking like pretty dirty. I like that.
All right. Who made a big comeback for next question today?
Hey, man, I'm going to say Robert Downey Jr. The boy was on drugs, got locked up. They started getting blackballed. What's the name? The boy came back making what's the name? What, like $50 million a daggone episode, just a cameo as Iron Man. What's the name? And
that's
the
a big one.
Good, but, so I'm going to go with Robert.
All right, that's a big one. Robert Downey Jr. is a huge one. So if you remember correctly, Paul George, last time we heard him talking, because he does a podcast every week because everyone needs him to be doing a podcast. And by the way, one trade back, this is what I was going to bring up, one trade back scenario. If you could trade with Brooklyn and get Cam Johnson and get their pick, that would make me happy.
Where's Brooklyn picking?
Brooklyn's 8th, I think.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Cam Johnson.
I like Cam Johnson.
Cam Johnson looked awfully good in a Sixers uniform next year. Like Cam Johnson.
Let me make sure I got the right kid. What's the other one's name?
That's Cam Thomas.
Cam Thomas is the sort of like shoots every time guy. Cam Johnson, light
Cam
skin,
Thomas is
taller.
Is Ike's guy. Yeah.
Cam 100%. Thomas is the Kobe guy.
Yeah. Except he's 6 foot.
Whereas 24.
Yeah. Except he's Isaiah Thomas, closer to the bat.
I want Cam Johnson.
Yeah, we want the other guy.
Yeah, yes. The taller guy.
Yes. Lost a lot of money on both.
On Cam Johnson and Cam Thomas?
Always.
Yeah, there you go.
Always.
So last time we heard from Paul George talking about Ace Bailey, he was saying how he thinks Ace Bailey could be as good as
best player in the draft.
Best
Cooper
player
Flag.
In the draft. Yeah. Makes hard shots. Blah, 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 blah. So we have had this thing over the last week where Ace Bailey's people don't want him going to certain teams and he hasn't worked out for anyone and so on and so forth. And here is Paul George on the tack that Ace Bailey is taking during the draft.
You know, he's canceled all workouts. Like, he hasn't worked out for any team. So,
not
like,
not
I don't.
One team?
No.
That's crazy.
He hasn't worked out for any team.
Yeah.
So I think they made a big deal because we were scheduled to work him out and he canceled the day up, but he hasn't worked out for any team. But you're not in a position to be making like those demands. You know what I mean? Like
not make even it to there the league yet. First, yeah, you're not even there yet.
Or the people around him.
For sure the people.
Of course
around
the people
him.
Right?
For sure the people around him. I think he's
mama and daddy's playing manager.
I don't know who's representing him. I don't know who's representing him, but you know, if I don't think they're going about it the right way. You know, I don't think they're going about it the right way.
I will say this about Paul George. Paul George always seems pretty honest on his podcast. If the Sixers were good, I would probably like the podcast.
He makes a great podcaster.
Yes, the better podcaster over the last year for sure than a player. I think that the thing is with Ace Bailey, everybody's like people around him. Okay, but he, for one thing, he picks the people around him. And the other thing is, who knows if he hasn't expressed, I want to go somewhere and be the number one guy, find out, make it happen for me. Do you know what I mean? So, like, it could be a mix of the people around him and whatever he wants to do. Like, I guess I just, I go back and forth from saying, I don't think he's a bad kid or anything, but I'm not also not taking away his agency here. Like, he certainly has the ability to make decisions about, so I think it could be a situation where he's like, I want to go somewhere and be a primary guy.
I got no problem
with it. You guys figure out the way for it to happen.
Yeah, just think about this. If you're him, right, and you view yourself. Now, he may have a grand illusion as to who he think he is as a player, and a lot of them do coming out of college, but put yourself in his shoes. He views himself as a scorer and a guy that you sort of build around. So, he doesn't want to go to a team where shots may not be available to him, playing time may not be available to him, he's coming off the bench. If I'm the number three pick in the draft or I have that type of talent, you're telling me I'm coming off the bench, and this is what may happen if he were drafted here.
Sure.
Right? This is what he would have to do. And what happens if Paul George and Joel Embiid stay healthy enough that his minutes stay down for 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah, he plays 8-10 minutes next year, and then it's affecting his second contract.
I wouldn't be happy, yes. Yeah. I want to be somewhere where I'm going to be viewed as a max player and a franchise caliber player, not as a role player or a piece to the puzzle. So from his perspective, I understand. He's looking out for it. He wants his own career, and he wants to go be the man on the team. It may be a losing team, but guess what? They pay the best players on losing teams.
Sure, yeah.
They pay those guys $200 million as well.
Right.
It'd be hard for him to get that type of deal here, so I understand it. Although he may not be a good fit for us, from his perspective, I get it.
Sure. I don't know that he's doing it the best way, but maybe. Who knows?
Right.
If he ends up in Washington, which is where he wants to be, then everything works out for him.
John Wall got rich going to Washington.
He did.
Bradley Beal got rich.
Bradley Beal got rich going
to
Washington.
Got a no trade clause.
They got to pay somebody.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Now, we have the number three pick tomorrow, but your number one pick to buy a brand new Hyundai, Colonial Hyundai. Come on. Karzar John Ashdale, number one pick always, and they treat you like you want to be treated. You want the experience to be fast, easy, better. You don't want to be waiting around. You don't want to be worrying about price, all that kind of stuff. So they take care of all of it at Colonial Hyundai. For a limited time, save up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. 20% off, only at Colonial. That's up to 10 grand. And with the Karzar, your number one pick, treating you like a number one pick, they are going to act like your trade is a number one pick, even if it's a piece of junk, even if it's an undrafted free agent. You're going to get $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. Every new Hyundai at Colonial leaves the lot with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai is always the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Tax and tags additional. Offers can't be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025. 215-592-9494. Paul in Ambler. You're on WIP. Paul in Ambler. There you are. What's up, Paul?
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're great, Paul.
What's up, Paul?
Yeah, good. Sixers.
Yeah.
They need to take the best player possible. If they're worrying about the next 2 or 3 years, Embiid and George are going to be gone, they'll have to rebuild. That wouldn't do them any justice, I don't think.
Well, here's the thing. What if, like, let's say they take this player, and let's say Embiid and George are healthy for the next 2 years, and this player never gets on the court. And you can't evolve this player into whoever they are because you don't have the minutes for him because you're trying to win a championship. Like, that is part – like it or not, Joel Embiid, Paul George are here next year.
Yes.
And if they play well enough, they're probably here the year after that.
Yeah.
So it does – I understand. Like, I get it.
With Maxey and McCain, by the way.
Right, right.
Two young, like, McCain's another young player that's going to need his minutes and shots.
Maybe if we're lucky, this guy's playing 16 minutes. If we're lucky on that kind of team, probably more eight, probably some DNP CDs. So I get it. I get the whole plan for after Embiid or Paul George, but it's really tough to do. And like, I think you have a better shot of trying to do something with this pick that makes this team better this year. You're also, whoever you pick, whether you draft at three or eight, is going to be here for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I hear what you're saying, but if that best player is not going to get on the court, I don't know that you're doing yourself or that player any favors.
Yeah, but the problem is Embiid can't stay on the court anyway.
Say again?
I said Embiid can't stay on the court himself next year or the year after.
How do you know?
Well, he's been hurt every year.
Well, but every I know he's been hurt every year, but I think to an extent, Paul, we're thinking about last year as that's the way it's been every single year. It hasn't. I mean, he's played about 60 games every year prior to that year for the 5 years before it, which, by the way, is no different than Giannis. It's no different than mm-hmm. Luka. It's like most of these best players at this point, some of them are Iron Men, like Tatum was, until, by the way, he's going to miss a whole year. So I know last year is the most recent thing that happened, but he's not been like a injured all year guy. We've been hearing about the injuries a lot, and there's injuries every year, but he typically
missed this many games in a while.
It's just 1 year.
Right.
Yeah.
Paul, we'll see what happens with that knee, because the knee could be a problem that, you know, they say they're not going to operate on it, so it could be a real problem.
Yeah. Paul, for next question, give us somebody who made a big comeback.
I think Michael Jordan retiring from baseball.
That's a great one.
Wow.
That is a huge one.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one.
The Last Dance was on last night.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, ESPN was running replays of it.
He sat there and watched all 10 episodes?
They did it in a 4-hour span, so they fast-forward through some of it. I didn't watch all of it, but that's one of those you don't just pass up.
Man, you were lost about Phil's baseball.
What else am I watching last night? Yeah, what else am I watching?
Dude, did you finish The Sopranos rewatch for the eighth time?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great.
I finished I finished it this weekend.
I still haven't finished The Sopranos, but I still love The Sopranos.
I've watched it at least 30 times, and you still haven't finished one time through already.
Still one of the best shows of all time.
I've never even watched one episode.
I know, too
big. Watched it.
Yeah. I fell asleep on the couch by 8 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I was just laying there. I had nothing to do. And I was like, I just closed my eyes.
What did you do? Yeah. You forgot you got two little ones at home.
Yeah. I drove Sutton around for an hour to try to get him asleep. Didn't sleep until his teeth
were
coming
in. Why not just walk him around?
It was too hot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's I didn't want him outside in the heat. Yeah. You know,
well, you burn up gas trying to get him to sleep?
Well, it's electric.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
No emissions. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm saving the world one
drive. Where do you think the electricity comes from, by the way?
So I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
Listen, I don't need to be pushed into a corner.
Okay.
I was just making a point.
All right.
I know I'm not actually saving the world.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay.
You can't get nothing past Spike.
No, I know. I feel like the freaking fake music producer.
Well, it's just like everybody thinks electricity just comes out of the
sky. No, I know. It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah,
how is electricity made?
Are you being honest?
Yeah.
Well, it comes from either coal or solar power.
Coal's still a thing, right?
Coal's still a thing.
Yeah.
Jack's guy is Konkanipple. Ike's guy is Konkanipple.
Mm-hmm. And Trey Johnson.
And Trey Johnson.
Well, Trey Johnson is definitely more of Ike's guy. Trey Johnson is a bucket guy.
Yeah.
He's a bucket guy.
Yeah. who's Elliot's guy? If he's any idea?
I think it's Ace Bailey. But Bill Simmons seems to think he knows who the Sixers are going to end up with.
I feel like they're going to do some trade back a spot, trade back, like stay in the top five, but try to trade back and pick up an asset and try to leverage Charlotte, who I think really does wants VJ. And I think if Charlotte can move up for not a huge price and take VJ and just make sure they get him at three, I feel like he's going to move back a spot and end up with Konipple.
Wow.
Konipple checks a lot of Darryl boxes. Can play with the lineup they have. He's got size. He rebounds. There's some stuff when Flag wasn't playing or when Flag was in foul trouble where the offense said, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm biased because I like him, but I just feel like he's the most additive guy in the draft. And Daryl has always gravitated toward those guys. Like, remember, he made that Shane Battier trade. How many years ago was that? It was just like, we didn't have the stats to quantify all the stuff Shane Battier was good at. And Daryl had the 1.0 version of those stats and was just like, no, when he's in the lineup, all of these awesome things happen. And it's not about the counting stats. It's this, and this. I think Knipple's like that. And I think they need a guy like that. They need like a connector shooter, doesn't need the ball that much.
That's at the end. All right. Couldn't tell. He's taking the
ball. It was an awkward pregnant pause.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be happy. They trade back and get Knipple. I'd be happy with that. You know,
I certainly wouldn't be upset about it.
He's a hard guy for me to watch the YouTube of. I was like, yeah.
Because it.
I know
it's true because he's not really a special player.
No, he's a great shooter. He is strong.
Yes,
so
solid,
like,
got an NBA body. Like, yeah, he's solid.
So defensively, he seems like he moves his feet well, and he's strong, so he doesn't get pushed around.
Yeah.
And you look at Trey Johnson; he's going to get pushed around. Mm-hmm. Edgecombe's not, but a lot of these guys are so thin coming out of college that defensively they can't really hold up. So I'd be fine with a trade down in Knipple and give me a player or something. Maybe get me another pick. Give me a couple of picks.
So, in typical fan fashion,
yeah,
I'd be okay with this pick. I tell you what, though, those two players that go before him, they bet not become all-star players.
You mean like if it's Edgecombe and Edgecombe?
Yeah, like
here,
Edgecombe or Trey. You know what I'm saying? Like we move down to five, and they take the two guys that go at three and four.
Yep,
man. Because I know what Knipple is. I'm not expecting an all-star type of star player from him.
Yep.
I think he's a great piece to fit with what they have. I wonder, and you probably have a better feeling of this. It doesn't feel like it, but the feeling on Ace, if they don't think he's a star, because if they felt he was a star player, they would take him anyway.
They would take him anyway.
Yeah, he would just take him anyway.
Yep.
They don't feel like they feel he's a star player.
That's not my gut. I don't know. They've been, ever since Daryl got here, you don't really know who they like or who they don't like, which makes all the Edgecombe thing, like, I don't know. Maybe they like him. Maybe they did have Maxi come up for the meeting, so I don't know. Well, speaking of Ace, joining us next, his biggest supporter is Elliot Shore Park.
Hashtag so. Ace the Peck.
Yep, it is Tuesdays with Elliot coming up next. And we'll also talk to Elliot about his newest ranking of all-time NFL franchises, which is controversial, and maybe talk about how many of Jalen Hurts' new book, Elliot Will Buy. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.